Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Today, this video is going to be about why reflecting is so important and why we can start doing it today and why we should start doing it today, because it will help you not only become better, not only become great, not only grow, but it'll help you identify where you came from and where you started and how far you have came. See, reflecting is so powerful because it helps you show, it helps identify the process and everything that you have been through. The reason why this is so important, the reason why reflecting is so important, because the journey is so overwhelming, you don't understand the process that goes on behind everything that you're doing when you're doing it. It's just a matter of you being consistent with it. And as you can continue to be consistent with it, now you just get better over time. See, this video is going to help you reflect on everything that you have been through and recognize the importance behind it. If this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure Knowledge, we speak about growth, development, and marketing to become the best version of ourselves. See, we have to learn and identify where we are at today and where we'd like to go tomorrow and where we'd like to go next week and where we'd like to go next year, because we have to have a plan around something that we would like to do. We have to have a desire to chase and understand that the desire that we chase for ourselves or have for ourselves is going to help us become better over time. You can't get better, you can't get great if you never start. And see, when you start and really believe in everything that you're doing, you have to understand that you just overcame a lot of different difficulties. Life is difficult until you start learning more about what you would like to do. I made a tweet today, and it said, life is difficult, yet the one who was chosen for it pushes through it. So that's what I want to talk about today, is understanding the power of reflecting and the importance of it. So let me write that on my board. Power. Oh, that's not how you spell power. That's not how you spell power. Hold on. There we go. Yeah. Power of reflecting. Power. I'm a flimsy. There we go. Power of. That's an of. That's an F right there. Reflecting. There we go. Yeah. So the reason why this is so important, where this topic even came about, was that my brother sent me a video with I Am Tabitha Brown. And it was a video of her displaying her products that she have in Target. And made me think about when I saw her first video, her first couple of videos, it was just her starting to believe in herself. It was just her identify like the path and direction that she would like to go, but just continuing along the path. And so I start watching interviews, just watching short videos over and how she showed up, not only for herself, but for her family. And it just showed me that when you start, when you have a goal, when you have a dream, when you have a desire for something, you just have to start. It doesn't matter where you are at in life. You have to start, because if you never start, you will never grow. See, by starting, I'm not just saying starting to believe in yourself. I'm saying starting to accomplish something, to chase something. Something can be a job, something can be a dream, something can be anything that you put your mind to. See, when you understand where you are at today will not be the same place that you are at next year, you have to understand that there's a process behind everything. So I was, as I was watching this video, with I Am Tabitha Brown, it just showed me that if you can continue to go along the journey, if you continue to be consistent, if you continue to show up, more can come from that. More can come from that, more than you can ever imagine. And so as I'm watching the video, I'm going to try to find it so I can share it. So as I'm watching the video, it just shows the amount of belief that she has for herself. The amount of belief and dedication that it took for her to be where she's at. See, there's a process behind everything. We have to understand that we have to reflect on our journey. We have to reflect on the lesson. We have to reflect on everything that we have been through. Because if we never have a chance to reflect, we will always keep going, and understanding that if we keep going, we're not going to recognize how far we have came. So I'm going to try to find, first of all, I want to look up the definition of reflect. I want to look up the definition of reflect so that way we can have an ideal of it. So let me look it up. R-E-F-E-L-E-C-T. Reflect definition. Let me share my screen. Oh, it did it that time. Okay. Let me share my screen. Hold on. There we go. To reflect means of a surface of body, throwback, heat, light. Reflect. This the one. Think deeply or carefully about. So you have to think deeply about your past, deeply about everything that you've been through, deeply about what you have experienced in your journey, because your journey is teaching you something. Your journey is showing you something. Your journey is rewarding you because you are able to continue to be consistent. You are able to show up in a way that's going to bring value to not only you, but to others, because you are showing up. So the first point I want to hit on, the power of reflecting, first you have to show up. Hello. First, you have to show up. There we go. I can't even grab a marker. First, you have to show up. Show up. See, when you show up and really start to believe in yourself, you understand, like you don't have to have all the answers to start, but you have to start to get the answers. And so when I was watching this video with I Am Tabitha Brown, she started for herself. She started and really believed in something that was there, something like herself. She was there, but she trusted the process. She trusted herself. She trusted God. And everything that she went through, it got her to where she was at today, or the video when the video came across. So I want to play this video. Let me try to find this video right quick, because this video is so powerful. So impactful. Make sure y'all subscribe to this channel. Make sure if you're listening to this, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, because the podcast is bringing so much value around personal development, marketing, and business. This one is about personal development because it's important to reflect on everything that you have been through. So let me try to look up this video with I Am Tabitha Brown. Betty, I'm just gonna go to Instagram. I think that's where I saw it. I'm gonna go to Instagram, see if it's there. Hold on. Let me pull it up. I Am Tabitha Brown right here. I Am Tabitha Brown, and the video I want to watch is, where did it go? She posts so much. Hold on. Where did it go? Hold on. Let me share my screen. Where did it go? I don't know where it went. Hold on. I think my brother Malik sent it to me. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Is that the one? Okay. Yeah. There we go. Okay. So. So let me come back to the screen right quick. Let me come back to the screen for a moment. For those of you that's listening to the podcast, I'm showing and display a video I Am Tabitha Brown of her getting new products that she can put inside of Target and start selling and making more money. So the video that I saw, the video that I watch, it was more of a, it wasn't where she's at today, but it was more so of where she was. And so she had, and it was a video when she was working out. When she was working out, she just took a break and was so overwhelmed. Was like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done. And she wasn't, she even reached her peak or her highest level yet, because but she kept showing up. And even though she was showing up, even though there was hard times, even though there was lessons that had to be learned, Tabitha Brown was showing up. And as she was showing up, she was showing others why it's possible. And so the video that I was watching, it showed her struggle. It showed what she has been through. It showed her reflecting. See, people will see your success today, yet they won't see and understand what you have been through to get this success, because they just not beating you when you have the success. So just imagine everything that you have been through, everything that you have experienced, everything that you have went through is preparing you to achieve and accomplish everything that you put your mind to. See, the reason why this is important, because when you show up, things get discovered, answers get discovered, and your life starts to change slowly but drastically. And I'm saying slowly and drastically in the same way, in the same sentence, because it takes time for you to actually change your life and accomplish everything that you would like to accomplish for yourself. But you have to show up. The reason why this is important, because when you show up for yourself, not just with business, marketing, social media, anything of that nature, when you show up for yourself, it doesn't matter the industry, it doesn't matter the career, it doesn't matter the job. When you show up for yourself, you are doing more than you think. Because the more that you're doing, you're learning along the way. You're learning as you're growing. Because you have to identify that the lessons that's here to help us, is going to prepare us for our future success. See, you can only achieve future success when you show up today. When you show up, when you commit to yourself, when you show up and you have belief for yourself. See, there's a process behind everything, because starting something new is always scary. Starting something that you believe in is always scary. Transitioning to something new will always be terrifying. I remember when I was getting out of the Marine Corps, and I was transitioning from the Marine Corps back to the civilian world, back to being out the military. So as I was transitioning, I'm counting down the days. I'm thinking I'm ready to leave. I'm thinking I've been counting down ever since I got in the Marine Corps. I've been counting down for so long. And now that the moment is closer here, now that I'm able to transition a little bit sooner, it drastically changed because it came so slow. It came so slow after 4 years. So when I was getting out the Marine Corps, I had to pack my house. I had to pack the things that I had. I had to catch a flight. I had to ship my car. There's so many things that goes on into play, into factor, that we do not consider. But when you show up, the things that you don't factor will show up, because it will help you over time. So as I'm transitioning out the Marine Corps, I'm trying to figure out how and why do I need to prepare? What is the best way for me to prepare as I'm transitioning? As I'm transitioning, going through a new phase, going through a new process, going through something new, what can I look forward to? What can I expect? What can I reflect on? See, reflecting is just understanding that you have been through something for a long amount of time. And so when you overcome something, you have to reflect on what you just been through. And so I'm trying to really understand, what did I just go through? What did I just learn? What did I just understand and experience? And I experienced something that was great and phenomenal. I learned more about myself. Serving in the Marine Corps was great. It was phenomenal, because I gained lessons that I was not expecting to gain. I gained lessons that I was not expecting to learn. I gained lessons that helped me over time. And so when I showed up and really committed to the process and really committed to showing up to the Marine Corps and going being fully committed, I had to learn that that it takes time to be comfortable in what you're doing. But as you're taking time into it, as you're putting time and effort into it, you're growing, you're developing, you're learning. You learn more than you think, especially when you show up for yourself. Especially when you decide that this is for you and not anybody else. See, the reason why I am Tabitha Brown is where she's at is because she kept showing up. How do you stop a person that's going to always show up, even when they're at their lowest, even when they don't have everything figured out, even when everything's not going their way? See, I respect people that show up for themselves. not only for themselves, but they showing up to show others why it's possible for themselves. So when you show up, you learn more, you get more confident, you experience more because you learn and get lessons is going to prepare you for your future. It's going to prepare you for things that you do not understand. When I first went to the Marine Corps, when I first joined, it was things that I wasn't familiar with. First off, I didn't know how to shoot. I didn't even know how to shoot a gun. So I had to learn how to shoot a gun. I didn't know how to run 3 miles. So I had to learn how to run 3 miles. I didn't know how to do a lot of pull-ups. So I had to learn how to do pull-ups. See, when you go through your phase, go through life and go through a new experience, you're learning something new. You're learning something new. And the reason why this topic came about today was one, because my brother sent it to me, I think yesterday, the day before yesterday. And two, it really hit me that when you reflect on what you have been through, what you are going through is going to prepare you for your future. And so I really start to understand everything that was coming for me, was coming to me, was coming and prepare me for something that I was not aware of. So even though I'm committed to making videos, I'm committed to marketing, I'm committed to business, there's a process behind everything that a lot of people do not see, that a lot of people will not see, that a lot of people will not understand until they show up for themselves, until they be committed for themselves. But see, when you show up, you're able to reflect on what you have done. See, transitioning isn't bad. It's just overwhelming. It's just overwhelming because how do you transition in a way where you're prepared, you're comfortable, you're aware of what's going to happen, what's going to take place? That's impossible to really plan ahead when you have no idea what you're planning for. When you have no idea when you get there, what's going to happen. I remember we went to San Diego when I was in the Marine Corps, or when I enlisted in the Marine Corps, and I went to San Diego. They had a USPO, what is called, a place for the military personnel. Like, you go in, they have snacks, they have beds, they have games, they have TVs, they have computers. Like, you just go in there and relax. You ain't got to really worry about too much. The USO, it's called the USO. And so when I went to the Marine Corps, I'm hearing about the USO. What is the USO? Oh, this is pretty cool. Y'all got to set a place for military personnel? That is pretty cool. I ain't really travel like this, so I'm really just being introduced to new things. And so now, as I'm there and I'm learning about the USO before I even go to boot camp or training, I'm there enjoying the experience. I'm like, this is pretty cool. I made a good decision to leave. I'm like, if boot camp, if the Marine Corps training is gonna be something like this, I'm gonna be okay. But what I didn't know was that they was buttering us up. They was preparing us to go from the USO to something that's comfortable, something that's pleasant, something that's there for us, and go to training and boot camp with something where it's not as pleasant. And so as I'm there in the USO, I'm eating, I'm snacking, I'm laughing, I'm talking to my friends. Well, the people I just met there is going to the same training. So I'm there. And so I'm there and enjoying the experience so far, I'm like, huh, this can't be that bad. This can't be that bad. And so when we get to a place where we about to go into the actual training, the drill instructors, they came in a way that I wasn't expecting. In a way that I didn't prepare for, because I didn't know what to prepare for. I didn't know how to prepare, what to say, how to stand, and how to even know what to look for. And so we there in the room, everyone's communicating with everyone. It's loud, everyone's laughing. Excuse me, everyone's talking, everyone's, you know, just sharing a different experience. Like, hey man, where you from? Man, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. Where you from? I'm from Texas. Where you from? I'm from Oregon. And so when we showed up, we was learning more about where we was at, what we was doing, why we should go about doing it. And so as we was learning this, it opened my mind up to a new perspective. Even though you don't know what's going on, keep showing up. Even though you don't understand what's going on, keep showing up. Even though you are confused with the process, keep showing up. So it's not the fact that showing up is difficult. It's challenging because how do you do it consistently? So as we there in the room just waiting, the one of the drill instructors, he had a loud voice, okay? He could talk to everybody. It was a room full of maybe 50 to 100 people. I don't know the exact number. It was a lot of people in there. And so he stood where everyone can hear him. And he started speaking. Everyone grab your stuff. Everyone get on the bus. And everyone let's go. So everyone that was in the USO, in the room, we had to line up in a single line, single file line, and go to the buses, go to the vans, go to the different trips. And so when I got in the van, I was, notice I said van and not bus, I was sitting right beside the drill instructor. When I showed up. And so when I showed up, I wasn't expecting to even sit by the drill instructor. Ironically enough, they had buses. The buses filled up. And then when the buses filled up, they had vans. When the vans filled up, they made multiple trips. So I'm in the front sitting beside this drill instructor. But they tell us to put your head down. When you about to go to training, when you about to go to Marine Corps training, put your head down so you don't know where we're going. So I follow instructions. So I put my head down. And so as I'm putting my head down, I'm thinking about what do I need to expect? How can I go by expecting? I don't even know the questions to ask myself. So I'm trying to not be as overwhelmed, nervous, or afraid, not necessarily afraid, but unsure of things. But how can you be sure of things if nothing is happening to you? So when we was going through this training, when I went through the Marine Corps training, I was learning more about expected, unexpected. Things are not going to go as planned. Things are not going to go your way. Things can't go, well, how do you think they're going to go? Because it's something new. When you show up, you're recognizing what the new is. I'm able to reflect on what I've been through because I showed up. And when I showed up, I learned the importance of reflecting. And identifying what I just been through. It wasn't the fact that the Marine Corps training was difficult and hard. It was something new and unsure. I'm from a small town. I'm not used to being and leaving my hometown. But I had to learn how to do it. I had to be open to it. I had to be aware of it. I have to show up in a way when I don't know everything, I can learn as I continue to go along the process. So as I'm in training, I'm just learning about what and how to be a Marine. And so when I watched the video when I am Tabitha Brown, the first video that I watched, it showed her progress. It showed when she showed up, she didn't have all the answers nor success that she has today. But she kept showing up. She kept getting better. She kept learning. And look at where she's at today. Look at the success that she's having today because she showed up. Because she made a decision for herself that she was going to show up no matter what. When we start doing something for ourselves, we have to understand that there's a process behind everything. Someone that's been in the Marine Corps for 20 years is a lot more confident than someone that's been in the Marine Corps for only 2 months. Why? Because they know they have the experience. They have the understanding. They showed up for 20 years. And it's not bad to show up. It's difficult to show up. It's hard to be consistent because how do you understand the path and direction that you would like to go if the path and the direction that you would like to go is so confusing? It's so confusing. See, when you show up, you understand and you're preparing for your future success. That's the next point I want to hit on. You're preparing for your success. That one's kind of long. Pause. When you show up, you are preparing for yourself without you even knowing that this is what you're walking into. This is how you're building. This is how you're developing. See, when I was in the Marine Corps, I'm trying to figure out. First, when I graduated training and went to my actual unit, I was wondering. Oh, I was thinking that I was going to do 20 years in the Marine Corps. I had my mind set in stone that I'm going to do 20 years in the Marine Corps because I feel like this is a great, great opportunity for me. I believe this is a great opportunity for me to do 20 years in the Marine Corps. So this is the first thought that I thought about. And so I didn't recognize that was going to be the first and last thought that I thought about because I knew there was more. I didn't know what more was. I didn't know what more looked like. I wasn't familiar with more. I just knew I wanted more for myself. And so when I was showing up to work every day, or I didn't have a choice to, I was working for the government, so I had to. So when I was showing up in a way where I had to fully just be aware of not only my environment, of where I was going to go when my contract ended in the next couple of years. And so when I was in the Marine Corps, I was learning about what I wanted to do. I was learning more about myself. I was learning about how it can help me later on in life. How can it position me better later on in life? I didn't have all the answers, but I knew that I needed to show up in a way that's going to force me to grow. Because as I was showing up, it was preparing me for my success. How do you know what you're going to be if you never commit and show up for yourself? If you never believe in yourself, if you never believe and identify the path that you have for yourself? One thing that stops a lot of people is that you know that you don't have the answers to a lot of things. You don't have the response that you're looking for because you don't know what you're looking for. And so the reason why I was committed to showing up, because me being committed to showing up helped me identify the path that I would like to go. Helped me identify the lessons that I would like to learn. Helped me identify why I'm learning something in the way that's being presented. See, when you show up, you don't have all the answers. How can you have all the answers if you're new at something, you haven't been consistent with it for a long time? You just started doing something. You just showed up. And when I showed up for the Marine Corps, I learned more about myself. I learned more about the direction that I would like to go. I learned why it was important. I learned when I'm learning from other people's experience, it's helping me in a way where I can ask them, hey, when you was new to the Marine Corps, when you was new to this, how did you prepare for it? How did you get yourself in a position where you can accept everything that's coming for you? How did you understand what you was getting yourself into? A lot of times, the people that's been in the Marine Corps, that's been doing things a lot longer, that give me their experience, that give me their story, and they explain, like, when I was your rank or when I was your age, I wasn't familiar with what I was doing now. I just had to show up in a way where I had to learn over time. Luckily enough, me learning over time helped me get in a position today. And so it really made me understand that everyone has a different path. Everyone has to show up. There's no if and buts about showing up. It's when you commit to showing up, when you decide to show up, this is how you grow. This is how you excel. This is how you prepare for your future success. See, success is what you define it as. Success is what it appears to you. The reason why this is so important, the reason why reflecting is so important, because when you show up, you're preparing for your success. And as you're preparing for your success, you're learning along the way. You're learning on the job. You're learning in life. You're learning more about yourself. And it helps you continue to be consistent. It helps you show up in a way where a lot of people was gonna confuse you for your efforts, because your efforts is something that a lot of people don't understand. How and why do you continue to show up? Why are you consistent with showing up? Why does it even matter to show up? Now they're going to be asking you, how did you get there? And what did you do? And how can I do it? Reason being, because you showed up for yourself. You showed up in the beginning. When I went to the Marine Corps, I showed up for myself. And then I started learning more about what I wanted to do and the direction I would like to pursue. So as I'm showing up for myself, I'm preparing for my future success because I'm learning by myself. As I'm learning by myself, I'm learning more about social media. I'm learning more about how to talk to a camera, how to be consistent online. I'm learning more of something that I have an idea for, or something that I have a desire for, or something that I have a vision for. Now, my vision wasn't as clear because I just wanted to show up and start doing the work. Doing the work helps you prepare for your future success because it's helping you identify the path and the information you need to learn. You can't learn everything all at once, but what you can do, you can learn along the way. You can learn as you continue to grow. You can learn as you continue to be consistent. You can't be better if you stop. You can't be better if you don't show up for yourself. You can't be better if you stop showing up when you need to. See, I want to look up the definition of show up. I want to look up the definition of show up and read it, because we have to understand the words that we're using. So the definition of show up, it means be conspicuous. I don't think I said that right. I'm gonna read the second one. Arrive or turn up for appointment or gathering. Or clearly visible. I don't know how you say that. How you say conspicuous? Conspicuous? Look like that. Arrive, turn the appointment. Expose someone or something as being bad or faulty. No. Embarrass, humiliate. No. I think the one closest to what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to talk about, is arrive or turn up for appointment or gathering. I don't know if that hits the spot. I don't know if that hits the terminology that I'm looking for. Let me see. What's the synonyms for it? Expose, make visible. Let me see. Highlight, manifest, put on the spot. Manifest? Clear or obvious. Oh, yes. Okay. Manifest. Clear or obvious to the eye or mind. So the reason why I was looking for the correct definition that to give like a better picture, a better description of it, is to really show that when you showing up, you're manifesting your success. You have a vision for something that you like to do, and something you would like to be, and something you would like to, and a place where you like to go. When I was watching a video with I Am Tabitha Brown, I was really just amazed by her commitment, amazed by her desire, amazed by her desire to keep going. She didn't quit. She didn't stop showing up. She didn't stop when things in life got hard and overwhelming. Excuse me. When things in life get overwhelming, this is how you learn faster. So when you prepare for your success, you have to get around others that's doing what you're currently have interest in, and start asking questions and start learning from them and start picking their brain. I remember I went to the gym one time and when I was in the gym, we was working out, or we were supposed to be working out. And so I started talking to this gentleman, I forgot his name, but he's older. I think he's in his early 70s, give or take. And so when I went to the gym, the whole purpose of me going to the gym was to work out. But the whole time I was at the gym, I was talking to this gentleman. I was talking to him, learning just about, you know, just his experience, what a good person is, and so on and so forth, just learning more about life. So as I'm talking to him, as I'm communicating with him, he started telling me about positive reinforcement. I'm like, what is positive reinforcement? I've never heard of that. And he got to explain that positive reinforcement is when someone do a good job, you acknowledge the job that they just did. And so when I had that conversation, he was telling me about his wife. He was telling about his life and everything that he's been through, everything he had to learn. And so I'm able to prepare for my success because I'm able to ask him questions and have a conversation with someone that's three times as older than me, and really position myself because I'm learning from someone else's experience. I'm learning from someone else's story. I'm learning from someone, from communicating with someone. And it's helped me in a way, because in order to have the power of reflecting, you have to show up for a long amount of time. Then when you show up for a long amount of time, you have to prepare for your success. See, when someone is older than you that's doing what you like to do, you call that a mentor. You call that someone with experience. You call that with someone that can help you along the way. See, not only was I able to speak to this man for 30 to 45 minutes, I learned so much within this couple conversations. I learned so much within the conversation that we had. It really just opened my eyes up to life, to relationships, to business, to everything, because he was able to tell me his experience. He was able to share his experience with me. So definitely, I want to look up the definition of experience, because it matters the most to understand what these words even is. experience. Experience definition. E-R-I-N-C-E. Definition. Experience definition. Practical contact with an observant observation of fact or events. Practical, that's too complex. Encounter or undergo an event or occurrence. Feeling an emotion. Let me see. An event or occurrence that leaves an impression. Oh, this is one. An event or occurrence that leave an impression on someone. So, which means that your story, what you go through, what you experience has... Oh, I didn't even share my screen. My bad. The definition I just read, an event or occurrence that leaves an impression on someone. And the reason why that is so important is because we have to understand that we grow from other people that surround us. I remember I was watching this video with Mr. Beast. He's a YouTuber. He's the biggest YouTuber that's out right now. And so when I watched the video of him, he said that he had a small mastermind of people that was doing what he was doing. People that was making videos on YouTube, and they come together every day to see what's working, what's not working, what can be improved, what are you doing, what am I doing, and we can collaborate and gain from one another experience. And so as we're able to gain knowledge from one another experience, now we're able to prepare for our success because we're learning from one another. We're learning faster. So Mr. Beast, he was like, when you get around people that's doing the same thing that you're doing, rather than you making mistakes, rather than me making mistakes and me learning from my own lessons, I can learn from other people that has experienced either the same thing or something different that can help me along my way, that can prepare me for my future, that can prepare me for something that I would like to do. And see, the reason why that is so important, because we have to understand that when you prepare for your success, is that you have to understand that there's levels to this. There's phases to this. There's a process behind everything. And the process is going to show you why it's important to show up. Why it's important to be present. Why it's important to commit for yourself, or commit for your journey, commit for your process. Because everything that you go through, someone has been through what you have went through. And the reason I know this is because people are older than you. A lot of people are younger than you. You have different generations. When you find someone that has done something that you would like to do, this is how you grow faster. This is how you reflect on your future, because you're reflecting from someone else's future. Their experience is reflecting like, hey, when I was your age, I was doing this. Hey, when I was your age, I wasn't doing this, but I wish I would have done this. See, reflecting can also have regrets. See, reflecting can also have regrets, because sometimes the people that you're speaking to that's older than you might have regrets because they didn't show up for themselves. See, luckily the man that I was talking to when I was at the gym, he didn't have any regrets. He didn't have any regrets. He was showing up in a way where he can be consistent. He was down to earth. He was knowledgeable. He knew how to communicate. And he was just sharing his experience. I was willing to ask him questions because I don't know everything that he has been through or the knowledge that he has. And so I had to start being open to being communicative and learning from other people and learning from other individuals and learning from other people experiences. See, I am Tabitha Brown, so incredible, so inspiring, because she's showing what's possible when you show up. When you show up, you can have more than you think, because you can do more than you thought you could have. Showing up takes time. Showing up takes effort. Showing up is a committed process that has to be pursued every single day. And the reason behind it is because when you don't show up for yourself, when you talk yourself out of doing something, when you pull yourself out of the commitment, your commitment will never be fulfilled because you are not showing up for yourself. See, in order to reflect, you have to do something. You have to do something. In order to reflect, you have to do something. A couple of weeks ago, we went to the gym and I hit my eye on a metal equipment. Or the metal equipment hit my eye. And so when it hit my eye, it cut me. I don't know if you can see it. That joker cut me. And so once they cut me and I got back up on my feet, first off, it was hurt. It was hurt. Then I had to go to the hospital. And when I went to the hospital, they asked me, so what happened? What happened? I had to reflect on the incident that just took place. I had to reflect on the action that just took place. So what happened? So yeah, when I was working out, I was doing the exercise called dip. It was when you get on the bar and like, you know, body weight, you drop your body down, you pick your body back up. So prior to me doing that, I had moved the equipment up. But when I moved the equipment up, I didn't fully attach it to it. And so when I went down, the pull-up bar went down with me. And it hit me on my eye. Oh, the dip bar hit me on my eye. And so when it hit me on my eye, I was able to reflect that from the doctor. The doctor asked me what happened. I told the doctor what happened because I was able to reflect. See, needed to hear this today. I appreciate that. See, even though life happens, it's happening for you because you are showing up. If I would never went to the gym, if I would never move the equipment up just one latch, I would never pay attention to the next time I went to really attach everything. Make sure everything is in place. Make sure everything is secure. Make sure everything is in the proper position. See, you reflect on things when you show up. You reflect in a way that you don't expect. You reflect in a manner that's going to help you grow. You can only grow when you show up. You can only grow when you prepare for your success. You can only grow because you're learning. See, learning is so unfamiliar because we are so comfortable with ourselves. Before I joined the Marine Corps, I was so comfortable with my current situation. What made me join was that I had to get uncomfortable. I had to talk myself out of it, out of being comfortable. How do you show up when you don't know what you're showing up to? How do you show up? I lost my train of thought, my bad. How do you show up when you have no idea what you're showing up for? You commit. You commit. If I didn't go to the gym and hit my head and bleed and go to the doctor and get stitches and have the size of a baseball. I'm gonna say that I'm over exaggerating, of course, but my eye was swollen. Then I wouldn't know to pay attention to small details. I wouldn't know to pay attention to small things because the small things actually matter the most. So when you show up, you're preparing for your future success. And as you're preparing for your future success, you're not second guessing yourself. That's the last point I want to hit on, is not to second guess yourself. Third, not to second guess yourself. Yourself. There we go. Not to second guess yourself. And so the reason why this is so important, and not to second guess yourself, because if you talk yourself out of showing up, you would never commit because you don't think you're good enough. You don't think how you are showing up is the best you can show up. I remember when I started making videos four years ago, and I didn't like the way I showed up on camera. I didn't like the way I sounded. I didn't like the way I presented myself. I didn't like the way I just showed up on camera. I wasn't confident. So I tried one thing. First, I tried to change my voice. Okay. I tried to change my voice maybe after the editing or maybe after the or during the as I was speaking. I didn't like the way I sounded because I sounded weird. And so when I sounded weird, I was showing up, but I wasn't showing up in a way that I was confident. How can I change my voice? That's all I'm thinking about. How can I change my voice? How can I really sound better, sound more educated, sound something, right? And so I'm questioning myself. And when it wasn't until I started working with my mentors in real estate, and it was my first sales position. So I never been in sales before, never been in business, never been in anything of that nature. So I'm in sales, and I'm communicating with homeowners that have real estate, that have properties. And so I'm asking them, hey, would you like to sell your property? They tell me no. Okay, no worries. If anything changes, please keep us in mind. So I did that for a couple of months, couple of weeks, a couple of days. And so one time, my mentor name, his name was Steve, he listened to the call. He said, Terrell, he said, bro, you sound like a kid. I said, what you mean? He said, you sound like a kid.
you sound like a kid when you are on this phone. Like, bro, you're speaking to people that's in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They have property, they have real estate, but you're sounding like a kid. They don't want to sell their property to a kid. And so when he first said it, I ain't gonna lie, it shocked me. I'm like, sound like a kid. I'm like, what does that even mean? When he pointed out to me, he made me identify why I was sounding like a kid. One, because I was using improper grammar. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm from a small town. So I'm used to speaking in a way where I was speaking, right? I still got the Southern in me, but it just depends on who I'm speaking to. And so I had a lot of improper grammar. I had a lot of ways that I was communicating like I was communicating with my friends. There's a difference. I can communicate with my friends just the same way I need to communicate with someone that's in profession or professional. I can't communicate the same. And so he was trying to get me to understand, like, Terrell, you have to change your voice. You have to change how you communicate with these people. He even told me, he was like, man, he was like, picture a construction worker getting home tired and they exhausted. Sound like that. I'm like, I don't even know what they even sound like. I ain't never been around them. So I'm trying to think. I'm trying to, like, really picture what they sound like. And so as I'm talking, as we are going over the calls, he said, Terrell, try to drop your voice. I'm like, huh? He said, what's your best impersonation of a white person? I did it. He was like, yeah, bro, you need some work. not to say in a racial terminology, but what's your best impersonation of someone that's professional? And so I'm trying to figure out what he's saying. It got to a point he was like, man, okay, try this. He told me to drop my voice. So I'm like, hello. He was like, try to drop your voice, lower your tone when you're speaking to these homeowners. I said, okay. So I was like, hello. Yeah, I was just calling to see if you was interested in selling your place. No? Okay, no worries. Well, do you know anyone that's looking to sell their place by chance? So notice the difference between the voices. One, it wasn't myself. Two, I really had to try to force myself to really communicate in a way that made me sound more proper, that made me sound more educated. Now, not necessarily more older, but it made me sound like I knew what I was talking about. I didn't know what I was talking about. When a kid tried to do business, or when a kid is unfamiliar with business, they try to do their best. I tried to do my best, and I didn't understand everything that goes on into it. So communicating and talking to others taught me that if I show up, I'm able to prepare for my future success, because communication is a skill that has to be developed over time. Over time, especially if you're communicating with others. And so when I understood that I was preparing for my success, I had to not second guess myself. Because even though I didn't fully understand what he was talking about, I was committed to learning what he was talking about. I was committed to hearing what a construction worker even sounded like. I was committed to lower my voice just a little bit more, just so I can sound a little bit more older, a little bit more professional. He told me to work on my grammar. I started working on my grammar. It didn't happen overnight. It happened in a way where I continued to learn, continued to show up, and continued to prepare. How do you learn if you never show up and gain the lessons that's going to help you in your future? Because you have to stop second guessing yourself. When they ask me, hey, Terrell, man, you want to come and intern for us? Would you come and like to learn more about real estate? I'm like, yeah, I would. Yes, I would. I didn't second guess myself. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I committed and I showed up. And when I showed up, I started to learn why it was even important. Why is it important to show up? Because you learn as you prepare. You can't prepare if you never show up. And it doesn't matter what industry you're in. It doesn't matter what career you're in. It doesn't matter what you are doing. If you never show up, you never have a chance to prepare. You never have a chance to prepare. When I was getting my stitches, the guy that was doing my stitches on my eye, He did it so perfect. He did it so perfect. Then when I went to when I had a follow-up appointment, they asked, did so-and-so do your stitches? He does a very good job with the stitches. I'm like, okay. whatever that means. But he showed up every single day to perfect that skill. even though it's confusing to me. It does. I don't have to learn it because I'm not in that career. I'm not in that profession. I'm not doing that. But he is. And so when he focuses on the small details, when he show up every single day and learn things that can help him over time, he's preparing for his future. He's preparing for his future success. See, when you prepare for your future success, you have to stop second guessing yourself. You're not going to have all the answers. I'm horrible at taking tests. I second guess myself every single time, every single test. I be telling myself I'm not going to second guess myself, but I always tend to second guess myself. And every time I second guess myself, I always get something wrong. If I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to be wrong confidently. If I'm going to be right, I'm going to be right confidently. Why? Because I'm showing up. I'm learning. I'm preparing. I'm identifying something that's going to help me later on in life. See, when you stop second guessing yourself, you stop asking if you have all the answers for everything. You stop asking if you need to prepare for everything. I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, I was learning how to shoot. I failed the first shooting test because I didn't score high enough. Luckily enough, they let me take the test again, and I passed. And when I passed, it was more like I showed up. I learned slower than other people, which is no problem at all. I learned slower than other people. But I continued to show up. I continued to learn how to be present. And so as I'm learning how to prepare for my success, it's helped me identify that I need to stop second guessing myself. So as I'm pulling the trigger, when you're shooting, when you're in the Marines or in the military, you have to qualify with the rifle. So I didn't know that when you breathe and you stop breathing, your gun be moving like this. I'm like, what is that? What is that? The teachers that was there that was telling us that you have to control the way you breathe if you're going to be firing a gun. Reason being, because how do you control what you're aiming at? How do you control what you're aiming at? Because you're so overwhelmed. You're not calm. And so when I understood that I needed to show up for myself, I had to prepare for the success that was coming to me. See, even though it's coming to me and it's coming over time, throughout my journey, I have to be able to reflect on what I committed to. And when I start to reflect, I stop committing. I stop second guessing to myself. I stop second guessing myself. In life, we have to recognize that the lessons we are learning, the lessons that we are preparing for, the success that we are walking towards will help us prepare for things that we do not see coming. See, when I started this video, I was speaking about I am Tabitha Brown. I am Tabitha Brown has so much success because she kept showing up when times got hard. I am Tabitha Brown has so much success because she identified the path that she would like to go for herself. I am Tabitha Brown has so much success because she didn't quit when times got hard. She didn't quit when she didn't know everything. She didn't quit when she didn't stop showing up because she knew that something was going to come from this. Now, if you look up I am Tabitha Brown or Tabitha Brown on Google, better yet, let's look it up. I'm going to look up Tabitha Brown on Google and just show the amount of success that she has. Tabitha Brown, right there. Tabitha Brown. And look. American actress. I don't know if she was an actress when she started making videos or whatnot. But now, if you look her up, she has 4.5 million followers. She has, hold on. Let me go to Target collection. Let me see if it's here. Look at this. Look at this. I don't know if it's hers. Wait. I don't know. I think it's hers since it popped up like that. Discover. Let me see. Look, on Target. Look at that success. Tabitha Brown for Target. Tabitha Brown for Target. And she kept showing up. And she kept being consistent. And she kept being and showing up in a way that's going to help her in the future. Why is it so important? Why do I keep referring back to that? Because we have to understand that when you show up, you're showing up to see more of You're showing up for yourself to achieve the goals and success that you would like for yourself.
Journaling is very essential when it comes to reflection.
It definitely is, because when you're writing, when you're writing, communicating to yourself, you start to unlock things that you have forgotten. It just went over your head. So when I've been making videos, this is a form of me writing, because I'm able to communicate. I'm able to pull different stories, different experiences, different moments from my life because of the amount of videos that I create, the amount of talking that I do. I was talking earlier, I was like, I've made over 900 different videos. That's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking. How can you really talk that much? But if you go back 4 years ago, I wasn't able to talk that much. See, everything, there's a process behind it. Everyone has a journey. Everyone has a moment that they have to experience to recognize that they're on the right path. You can't be in the right path if you never show up. Hold on. Y'all don't know if y'all can see this. Let me know in the comments if y'all can see this board. You never can be on the right path if you can't show up, if you're not showing up. See, reflecting is so important. You can either write, you can either create videos, you can either make music, you can either go running, you can do something that's going to help you, it's going to force your creativity. I'm not great at drawing. So me drawing is out the picture, because it's not something that I rock with. It's not something that I'm good at. I remember when I was in high school, I took an art class, and when I took an art class, my paintings didn't come out like the picture I was looking at. It didn't come out like it. Then as I got older and over time, I can get good at art if I continue to do art. But I didn't like art, so there's no need for me to do it. Then I recognized there's different forms of art. There's different kinds of art. I don't have to necessarily be an artist and draw with my hand. I can be an artist because I can be a better communicator. I can find something that works for me as I continue to show up, because I'm preparing for my future success. I'm preparing for my future success because I'm identifying the path that I would like to go, the path that I would like to pursue, because I'm no longer second guessing myself. And when I stop second guessing myself, life, success, and doors start opening in a way that I wasn't expecting. See, the reason why this video came about, because my brother Malik, he sent me the video and was like, man, you should do a video on Ayo Tabitha Brown. Her business, she's going crazy. What she's doing, she's going crazy, because she has a lot of awareness. She has a lot of potential from making videos. And even though she committed, when she didn't have all the answers a couple of years ago, look at it today. Look at it today. Find people that you can learn from a distance. You don't have to necessarily be close or know the person. Be close, be observant of someone's success. Like, what did they do to get here? What did they do? How did they overcome it? And what did they go through? I'm watching a couple videos on entrepreneurship. And one, I watched the one with Kevin Hart. And when Kevin Hart was talking, you can tell in this particular interview, he understand what he's doing, and he understand the path that he's on. If you listen to his stories, when he started, he had no clue where he would be, where he's at today. How can you even picture something like that? How can you even picture where you're going to be 10 years from now, 20 years from now? I mean, yeah, you can try to plan as much as you would like to, but it's just a thought. Like, you're getting your thought on paper, you're able to see it, but when it actually comes into life, this is the time when you reflect. This is how you reflect, because something is changing more than you expect. My brother Ralph said, keep going hard, brother. Man, I appreciate it, dog. Hold on, let me, there we go. and the reason why a lot of people struggle is because they never show up in the beginning. They never show up in the beginning. Raheem. I forgot your name. I think that's your name. Raheem. I remember when, a couple years ago, in 2021, when I started doing podcasts, I reached out to Raheem, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. And the fact that he said, yeah, let's do it, it made me just really think about it, because I really forgot about it. But you can see the progression over time. You can see the growth over time. You can see everything. I'm about to actually look for the interview and tag it in the comments. I'm about to look for this, for the interview that we did. I'm going to tag it in the comments. Cause I think he was doing credit at the time. Yeah, I think he was doing credit at the time. And I reached out to him to do a podcast with him. He said, yeah. Let me see. I'm about to try to find this video. Hold on, my bad. I'm about to try to find this video. Cause I know it's on here. I know it's on here somewhere. Let me see. Ding. Hold on. I know it's on here somewhere. I'm going to tag the video. So that way, for those of you who haven't saw the video, who haven't seen the interview, y'all can go watch it because it's right here. Yup. Hold on. Yeah. I'm putting this in the comment. For those of you, hold on. Let me come back. Hold on. My bad. This is the video that I did with Raheem. At the time, he was 17 years old. And he was like one of the ones I did an interview with. Try to copy and paste that. I don't know how to pin it just yet. Okay, there we go. I don't know how to pin it. Anywho, let's get back to showing up. So when you show up for a long period of time, you're able to reflect. Exhibit. I'm using myself as an example. We did that interview. What was it? 2 years ago. Well, it say 2 years ago, but it doesn't say the actual time. So 2 years ago, but there's proof there's proof. You can actually see the difference. I'll probably watch that video today just to see, like, man, when you started a couple years ago, you was here. And then when you was here, look how far you came, because I'm preaching when I'm practicing. I'm reflecting on what I'm doing because I constantly show up in a way that's preparing me for my success. So you never know what you're going to run into when you stop second guessing yourself. When you commit and fully recognize the path that you are on is your path, and it's going to help you achieve so much more than you think. Achieve more than you could ever imagine. Because 2-3 years ago, I wasn't talking about personal development, marketing, business. I was just talking about personal development. Now the marketing business came over time because I learned more information. Furthermore, I still showed up. So when you reflect on yourself, you're understanding that you have been through a lot, that you have done a lot, that you have saw a lot. A lot of people are not going to see your success, your progress, your journey, but it's up to you to reflect on in any way that's possible for you. Either write, either create videos, either make videos, either cook. Find something that helps you reflect, because you reflecting has different memories tied to it. And so the power of reflecting causes you to show up. And when you show up, now you get to do things, experience things, learn new information, and so on and so forth. You're able to prepare for your success because you're showing up in the beginning. And when you show up in the beginning, you're no longer second guessing yourself. And the reason why this is important is because when you get to a level and phase that you don't think that you can achieve, you will see how far you came. There's a song that says with John Legend, and I don't know, just type in John Legend, look how far we came. Look how far we came. I didn't say I like singing, but just the meaning behind it causes you to sing. So listen, if y'all really got value from this, share this with someone. with the first person that you just thought of that needs to reflect on everything they just been through. That doesn't see value in their reflection. Doesn't see value in their journey. Send this video to them. Say, hey, I believe this video will be good for you because it will give you a chance to reflect on everything that you have done. This will help them not be so hard on themselves. This video will help them not be so hard on themselves. And if you really got value from this, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you leave a comment and comment your biggest takeaway from this live. Because tomorrow we're going live at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Look how I